only Friday to bring the total number of cases to just shy of 90,000 since the pandemic began. Kansas is in the midst of its most competitive U.S. Senate race in decades, but President Trump is expected to carry the state in the presidential race, and voters appear likely to elect two new Republican congressmen. The marquee race in today's election is the Senate contest between Republican Roger Marshall and Democrat Barbara Bollier. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new GO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,900. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
A federal judge has refused to throw out charges against a researcher accused of concealing work he was doing for China while employed at the University of Kansas. Feng Franklin Tao is charged with not disclosing on conflict of interest forms work he was allegedly doing for China while employed at the university. U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson rejected yesterday a defense argument seeking to dismiss the indictment on the basis that Tao's prosecution opens the door to criminalizing workplace disagreements. She also found no prosecutorial misconduct in comments made to the grand jury, as the defense had claimed. A Leavenworth woman who prosecutors say sold heroin laced with fentanyl has been sentenced to 12 years in prison. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said in a news release that 37-year-old Amber Juarez continued to sell drugs even though she knew that they were causing overdoses. And it is Election Day. Most polling places across the Sunflower State open until 7 o'clock tonight. Mid-America Network News.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives the people that they serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Officials say the surge in COVID-19 cases in Nebraska has led to record high hospitalizations that are straining the state's health care system. The number of people hospitalized with the virus in the state set another new record on Sunday with 613 cases, which was one more than the previous day. Nebraska's largest hospitals have all started limiting elective surgeries as they work to handle the increase in COVID hospitalizations. Nebraska voters again being asked to decide whether to allow casino gambling in the state. Nebraska has had a long history of outlawing slot machines and table gambling, even as casinos have popped up in every state that borders the state of Nebraska. Opponents argue that casinos will lead to social ills such as crime and bankruptcy fueled by gambling addiction. Supporters say those problems already exist in Nebraska. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
I'm United States Senator Nancy Kassebaum. As a Republican who served 18 years in the United States Senate, I took great pride in working with colleagues in both parties. Today, the harsh divide in Washington is preventing us from solving our many challenges, especially the pandemic. I'm a Republican, and I'm supporting Barbara Bollier for United States Senate because I know she can rise above our toxic environment in politics today. She is the candidate who will bring us together instead of tearing us apart. Barbara's always been fiscally conservative and has worked with both parties to balance the budget here in Kansas. At stake in this election is people's health care and how we will respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Barbara Bollier has the integrity and expertise we need. Please join me in voting for Dr. Barbara Bollier.
I'm Barbara Beaulieu, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Beaulieu for Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday is Election Day. Kansas polling locations will be open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. KNDY will begin coverage Tuesday evening in the 9 o'clock hour with continued updates. National and state races will be on the ballots, with area races to include Lisa Mosier and Jim Swim vying for the Kansas House 106th District, and Barbara Beaulieu facing Roger Marshall for a highly contested U.S. Senate seat. Among local races, Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson is challenged by Crystal Busey. Richard Hull has announced a write-in campaign challenging incumbent 3rd District County Commissioner Keith Bramhall. Deputy County Clerk Samantha Jackson.
Polling locations throughout the county are in Marysville at the American Legion, Blue Rapids and Waterville is at Valley Heights, Frankfort is at the Cigna Center, Axel is at the American Legion, Summerfield is at the Community Center, and Beatty is at St. Malachy's.
Washington County has no contested local races. County Clerk Diane Sfonda.
We have one at Barnes Firehouse. We have one at the Lynn City Hall. Haddam City Hall. Clifton is at the Faith United Church. Hanover is at the Kloppenburg Center. And Washington's is here at the courthouse.
And in Gage County, a number of school board, villages, and supervisor races are contested, along with a statewide amendment initiative that will be on the ballot. Nebraska polling sites are open 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Gage County Clerk Dawn Hill.
Our poll sites, we have different locations. We have a poll site in Adams, Odell, Philly. We have what we call our Northwest Quad, which is a Cortland area. And then we have our Homestead area, which is on the west side of Beatrice. And then our Wymore precinct. And then we have four other sites within Beatrice.
Tune for election coverage beginning Tuesday evening in the 9 o'clock hour, live on KNDY and a service of the Citizen State Banks. Martha J. McGinnis, age 71, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Martha McGinnis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chili, a cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, barbecue chicken, cornbread, baked potato, mixed vegetables, and plums. KNDY News time is 7:12.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek represents an economic opportunity of over $44 million for Marshall County. That means more funding for schools, road improvements, and fire and police departments. The project will also create hundreds of construction jobs, fueling economic growth in our area for restaurants, contractors, and other Main Street businesses. Irish Creek Wind means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. Learn more. Go online at irishcreekwind.com.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere, we have a large upper level ridge across the central and northern parts of the Rockies into the western parts of the United States, bringing very warm temperatures for this time of year. Across the central and northern parts of the Midwest, it looks like as we head through this week, we'll see a west to easterly flow of winds, bringing some mild temperatures, like I said, above average for this time of year, before we start to see some cooler temperatures as we head into it next week. And really, we have no low pressure system moving across the Midwest, so we're going to see quiet weather over the next several days as well. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s, we'll see wind gust at 20. Tonight, clear, upper 40s with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, we'll see highs in the mid 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 40s. For Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early November, 62. Record high on this day, 90. The average low, 37, and the record low is 7. Sunset this evening, 5:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:58. Sunshine, 39 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 3rd of November. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, my name is Crystal Busey, and I am your Republican candidate for County Clerk of Marshall County. As County Clerk, I promise to be responsible and accountable to the Marshall County voters. I will be transparent in all facets of the job with the Marshall County community while acting with the utmost honesty and integrity. I am committed to bringing a new sense of direction to the clerk's office, and I would appreciate your vote on November 3rd. Paid for by Busey for County Clerk, Melody Tomer, Treasurer.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado and Colorado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company has the 2020 Chevy Equinox LT, 2020 Chevy Traverse Premium Edition, the 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, and 2020 Buick Enclave Essence. Awaiting your test drive. If you're trading for a new car or truck, see the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
The Bucks escape with a win and a terrifying moment for one college football program. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The reliable Tom Brady to Rob Gronkowski connection made NFL history on Monday Night Football.
Play action fake. Brady throws toward the end zone. Caught ball. Gronkowski. Touchdown.
The call on WFUS with this third quarter touchdown. Brady and Gronk pass Steve Young and Jerry Rice for the second most touchdowns by a quarterback wide receiver duo with 93. The Buccaneers defense would deny the Giants' late two-point try to tie the game thanks to a pass breakup by rookie Antoine Whitfield Jr. Tampa Bay escaped with a 25-23 win. Giants head coach Joe Judge sounded off on the initial pass interference penalty against Whitfield, which was later reversed.
But I thought Nate made the right call the first time. I thought, you know, normally your first instinct is the right one.
The 49ers were dealt even more injury news. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will miss at least the next 6 weeks after re-aggravating his high right ankle sprain. And tight end George Kittle is expected to miss 8 weeks with a broken bone in his foot. A scary moment at Ole Miss's football practice. Freshman tight end DeMarcus Thomas was airlifted to a hospital Monday after suffering a serious injury that initially left him without any feeling in his body. A visibly shaken Lane Kiffin spoke about the terrifying incident.
They keep touching him. Do you feel this? Do you feel this? And he keeps saying no. And you're thinking about your own kid. And I don't know. I just called Knox's mom and said I could care less whether he ever plays football ever after seeing that.
School officials later said Thomas had regained some feeling and movement in his body. The Watley, Alabama native has appeared in 5 games for the Rebels this season. The NFL suspended Bears wide receiver Javon Wims for 2 games after he punched Saints cornerback C.J. Gardner-Johnson during Sunday's game. Wims told the Bears Gardner-Johnson spat on him, which led to the altercation. Gardner-Johnson has denied that. Wims has appealed the suspension, and a hearing is expected today. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
And welcome back to KNDY. We're now...
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. It's here, Election Day. It represents the end to a long campaign season. While the results may be delayed, there are signals of a messy outcome for farmers and ranchers. One thing is certain, the likely reduction in federal direct payments. Experts seem to agree that the record direct payments to farmers this year is not a sustainable approach. Either candidate will likely face finding a solution to draw back those payments. If former Vice President Joe Biden should win, you can expect a major shift in farm and food programs, most notably changes in increased support for nutrition programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and increased focus on agriculture's role in climate change. A second term with President Trump brings the expectation of continued regulatory moves, continuation of the current trade climate, and likely target to streamline SNAP and other nutrition programs. Polls are open till 7 p.m. in Kansas today. Barry Flinchbaugh, whose remarkable career in ag policy at K-State spanned nearly a half century, passed away yesterday in Topeka. The charismatic Flinchbaugh, well known as one of the U.S. leading experts on ag policy and ag economics. For more than four decades, he was the top advisor to politicians of both parties, including the secretaries of agriculture, chairs of the House and Senate ag committees, numerous senators and state governors. He was involved to some degree in every U.S. farm bill since 1968. He served as chairman of the Commission on 21st Century Production Agriculture that authorized the 1996 Farm Bill, known as the Freedom to Farm Act. Barry Flinchbaugh was 78 years old. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Farm trade with China remains an important part of the bilateral relationship between Washington and Beijing, and some here see it as a help in easing strategic tension. Billions of dollars in export sales back and forth, including tens of billions in U.S. farm sales to China, serve as a counterbalance to the day-to-day strategic tensions between the two economic giants. American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Congressional Relations Director Dave Solomonson says despite disputes over Taiwan, Hong Kong, South China Sea, territorial claims, and others, agriculture remains a key economic link with China.
You think of how agriculture went from only counting like in 2000 in the hundreds of millions of dollars a year of sales to China, and now is where it is. So I think it can help to a more constructive, hopefully a day-to-day working environment. Of course, there's these other political and strategic issues, but the country's need for food, fiber, and other products will continue. And certainly U.S. agriculture hopes it continue to be a good supplier to China.
United States agriculture hopes sales approach $36 billion this year under the China Phase 1 deal, up from the low 30s before the deal. Meanwhile, the U.S. is working to boost trade with others after the deal, with Mexico, Canada, Japan, and South Korea. The U.K. and EU remain possibilities. And to the south, the country of Brazil.
They've had this, what you might call a mini agreement, on a few issues, not ag-related, but overall trade. It was anti-corruption, regulatory practices, trade facilitation, kind of a building block if ultimately there would be a bigger discussion towards an FTA.
He says both sides are working hard to avoid a new trade fight, though the U.S. industry is seeking regulatory tariffs amid slow progress in talks. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms.
Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. It is pumpkin time. Pumpkin is a squash. And we're talking about squash again today with our gardening guru, Jim Fizell, after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Yesterday on Farming America, Jim Fizell was talking about pumpkins and other types of squash, summer squash. Well, what about winter squash, Jim?
These are harvested when they're mature. If you harvest them correctly, they'll keep until spring. So you can have squash all winter and almost until the new crop comes in later in spring the next year. Don't be afraid to get a few because you can store them. Now, when you buy these, you want to check that they are properly hardened off. That means that if you try to scratch them with your thumbnail, you're going to find that the skin is very hard and tough. Keep them in a cool, dry place. If they're in a moist place or a warm place, they're going to deteriorate. But things like butternut squash, acorn, the Hubbard squashes, which are great big things, incidentally, they make excellent pumpkin pie, and the painting pumpkins, the ones that are white. Also within this category are the commercial pumpkins, which are brown, not orange. They look like great big footballs out in the field. And they have names like buckskin, which kind of describes what they look like. And also within this category are the giant pumpkins. These are the ones that you see in the biggest pumpkin contests. Now, here we have a quandary. If they're not completely ripe, they're not pumpkins. So when they have the pumpkin contest, if you have one that's not turned yellow yet, you're going to have to enter this in the squash category if they're green. If they turn yellow, you can enter them in the pumpkin category. Now, there are a bunch of varieties, and you'll see these in the catalogs as Big Macs or Atlantic Giant. These are ones that have been traditionally grown this way. Actually, the people that grow these for the contests share seeds with one another sometimes, or they will pollinate some plants on their own that they know will produce great big pumpkins, and they'll get seed out of that, and they'll use those the following year. Now, incidentally, the pumpkin, giant pumpkin winner here in Illinois was from down in DeWitt County, Henry Bartimus. His pumpkin weighed 1,673 pounds. That's a lot of pumpkin, better than 3/4 of a ton. The heaviest pumpkin ever was grown in Belgium, not in the United States. It was in 2016, and it weighed 2,600 pounds, ton and a quarter. The largest pumpkin producers in the United States, incidentally, we can take credit for that here in Illinois because Morton, Illinois is the world pumpkin center. And here in Illinois, we grow twice as many pumpkins as any other top producing states here in the United States, including places like California or Pennsylvania.
And Jim's got a lot more to say about pumpkins tomorrow. Back after this.
Even when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. The last few years have shown us that. And in the midst of what we can't control, Ag Partners is working with Winfield United to make certain of what we can with cropland seed. Together, they're putting millions of data points from answer plot locations and proven algorithms to work to set you and your fields up for success. And they mean each of your fields. Ag Partners agronomists will walk your fields and take soil samples to determine the best seed for each acre. When each seed is 100% yield potential, how you manage your field is key. That's why Ag Partners retailers are with you for in-season management too, utilizing tissue and soil sampling to gain data-backed insights so you can make informed adjustments to changing conditions. So when you buy cropland seed, you get more than great seed. You get the commitment of Ag Partners and Winfield United to make the most of it, so you get the greatest profit potential. Find your local Ag Partners agronomy account manager today at winfieldunited.com/agpartners.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine 39 with a light south wind. A mild weather trend continues as we break into the 70s today and continue through week's end in that moderate range.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday. The Dodge City Demons, the latest victim of coronavirus as the football team sees its season end at least one game short due to a recent increase in COVID. After last week's 39-0 shutout win at Topeka, the Red Demons were preparing to play Lawrence High School this Friday. Lawrence, the number one seed in the West bracket of the Class 6A playoffs, Lawrence automatically advances now to the Class 6A quarterfinal round. Nebraska coach Scott Frost says his team is holding up emotionally, even though it's played just one game during the pandemic-shortened Big Ten season. The Cornhuskers play at Northwestern on Saturday after having their game against Wisconsin canceled and a tentatively scheduled replacement game against Chattanooga rejected by the Big Ten. Frost said his players have a chip on their shoulders because they want to be on the field and feel as if they haven't accomplished what they wanted. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High School freshman Silas Miller placed 13th among top 20 medalists in the state cross-country meet Class 3A Saturday. Marysville boys finished in 6th place. In Class 1A girls, Michelle Zarbenicki, Hanover Junior, placed 15th, and Claire Beichman, Lynn sophomore, placed 17th.
From a quirky little fruit used mainly in guacamole to superfood of the decade, it's all about avocados today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 3rd, the 308th day of the year. Actor Charles Bronson and comedian Dennis Miller share a birthday, and the Chevrolet Motor Car Company was founded on this day in 1911. In the past decade, few foods have grown in favor as much as the avocado. The superfood is prized for its healthy fats and creamy texture, but the fruit has a small window of perfect ripeness, so it's helpful to know how to manage their maturity. To slow down their ripening, put them in the fridge. To hasten their readiness, place the avocado in a paper bag with an apple. It gives off ethylene gas, which enhances ripening. And once you've cut one open, any acidic agent will delay it from browning. Lemon or lime juice work well, though we're rather partial to the tang of apple cider vinegar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Says it's gonna be a hot one, heard it on the radio. Load up the boat, get your girl if you got one, nice little breeze gonna blow. Baby, I'm on my way to come and get you, meet me at the end of your drive. Grab your shades and your string bikini and your copper tone 45. Bring on the sunshine, bring on a good time, girl, let me look at you. Jump in the front seat, kick up your bare feet, honey, let your hair down too. I know a spot down on the river, underneath a sycamore tree. Save all your kisses up, bring on your sweet love, pour it all over me, all over me. We can build us a fire when we run out of daylight, let it light. Listen to the river, get a little carried away. kiss on your sweet lips ain't gonna want it to end. So when the morning comes, we'll roll on out and do it all over again. Bring on the sunshine, bring on a good time, girl, let me look at you. Jump in the front seat, kick up your bare feet, honey, let your hair down too. I know a spot down on the river underneath the sycamore tree. Shine, bring on a good time, girl, just look at you. Jump in the front seat, kick up your bare feet, honey, let your hair down too. I know a spot down on the river underneath the sycamore tree. Save all your kisses up, bring on your sweet love, pour it all over me, all over me. Come on.
The truck.